With three stores at 174th and Maple and a shop in Fremont, Dillon Brothers has the motorcycle you're looking for. In addition to bikes, they also sell ATVs, side-by-sides, jet skis, and more. Check it all out at Dillon-Brothers.com.
Is Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
More Nebraska fans came out to a high school football camp with potential recruits. These kids may or may not even be on the roster for Nebraska. More people came to watch that than 94 other spring games. Those spring games have like actual players that are on the actual team playing. Just incredible. 6,700.
I mean, talk about all the football gods aligning. It was like gorgeous weather. It was amazing.
And you know what? 6,700 people come out. That makes an impression on people, man. It does.
Live from the Nissan of Omaha studio, Game Time with Nick Baugh.
The apex of a Nebraska player's popularity is when they are 17 years old and not currently in Lincoln. I jokingly said to me a lot, most Husker fans have moved on from Patrick O'Brien to Tristan Jebbia. I put a poll question up about a month ago, simply asking who is going to have a better career, Lamar Jackson or Buki? And it was a landslide. 75% of you said Buki. And what's amazing is Lamar Jackson was Buki just a year before Buki committed. Some fans were angry with the Fresno State game plan, with Nebraska running the ball so much because they thought the recruits that were there might not have liked that. So in essence, some fans deemed playing a certain style to entice and impress recruits as more important than doing what gives Nebraska the best chance to win an actual game and have a good season. That's amazing to me.
Only on 1620 The Zone. 1620thezone.com and the 1620 The Zone app.
Kendall Rogers, D1Baseball.com. Would you entertain ever implementing electronic balls and strikes being administered into baseball?
I'll tell you what, if you would have asked me 5 days ago, I would have said no way in the world I would ever consider that.
Yeah.
Now, you know what, at least on this stage, I would be open to it. And I'll be the first to admit I'm absolutely not up to date on the kind of the, where the technology stands with that. My understanding is there's some roadblocks in that department, but I'll tell you what, I'd be in favor of looking at it. You know, mm-hmm. I think somebody made a good point. Is, you can still have an umpire, but you kind of have the system kind of buzz a different jingle in there, I guess, whenever it's the ball or it's a strike, and then they kind of go off of that. So it sounds like the technology is not up to par just yet. Even Major League Baseball has kind of admitted that, but I would be open to it. I mean, what we saw the other day was an absolute joke.
You're listening to Game Time with Nick Baugh.
Oh, four-star corner, California, I got. Second hour here on a Monday. Hope everybody had a great weekend. I certainly did. Weather has just been ridiculously nice. I think it's embarrassing how much the weather impacts my overall mood. It's, if the weather's bad, I'm like not an enjoyable person to be around. Still got Verge to get to in the 1 o'clock hour. We got three and out. Championship Series begins tonight. LSU, Florida going down. A little SEC flavor. Kugler, Bishop, Scott Graham on the call right here on 1620 The Zone. Be interested to see what happens here. And I think for a lot of people, I know for me, I really am surprised that we're not, that Oregon State isn't one of the two teams. But you got to give it to LSU, man, to beat that team twice. You know, they've absolutely earned it. You can email me, Nick at 1620thezone.com, or hit me on Twitter at Nick Baugh. All right, it is time for ARF.
Put your pencils down. It's time for Professor Baugh's Weekend Grades.
Okay, children, let's take our seats. We have a lot to learn today.
With A.
Super duper. That's nice. Way to go. Neato.
Yes.
Or F.
You lose. Good day, sir.
Okay. Time to hand out some weekend grades. Can I start with the F? I want to start with the F. My F goes to the NBA. And you might go, well, geez, that's kind of broad. Well, here's the thing. Do you guys realize that the MVP award still hasn't been handed out officially? I mean, you got to be kidding me, right? The NBA season's been over for 2 weeks. Golden State won Game 5 2 weeks ago today. Golden State's already had their championship parade. They've already been trades. Jimmy Butler's on a different team now. The draft is over. And the MVP still hasn't been officially handed out. I mean, Russell Westbrook's going to win. We all already know that. Do you guys realize the last time Russell Westbrook played in a game
was 2 months ago. Russell Westbrook's last game was April 26th. It's a regular season award, so his last regular season game would be like before tax day. It's June 26th, guys. I mean, really? How have you not handed out this award? Especially when it's a regular season award. You had all this buzz and excitement over the MVP debate. Remember that? Everybody's really, really, is it Russ? Is it Harden? Is it a Kawhi? Maybe LeBron? All this buzz, all this chatter. You had it 2.5 months ago. But you wait. You let the entire playoffs play out, which soils the thought and excitement around Russell Westbrook's hit season. And now, Russell Westbrook winning feels anticlimactic and, quite frankly, wrong. If it's a regular season award, hand it out after the regular season. Validate it right then and there. Problem is, you let the playoffs unfold and your league MVP gets knocked out of the first round in 5 games, and your other two finalists didn't fare well either. Harden stunk it up in the second round, had maybe the worst game 6 for an eliminate like I've ever seen. Kawhi gets hurt, barely plays in the Western Conference Finals. Meanwhile, the playoffs plays out, and the clear-cut 3 best players in the NBA put on a dazzling performance in the actual finals, talking about Durant, LeBron, and Steph. And none of them are even finalists. Unreal. This is just handled so stupidly. Never mind the fact that I think the notion of Russell Westbrook being more valuable than LeBron is absurd. That's besides the point. We've been over that. The way this thing has been handled is dumb. The NBA season has been over for 2 weeks. The draft already happened. Trades have already occurred. We've already kind of, quote unquote, turned the page on last year. And yet tonight, they will hand out the MVP award to Russell Westbrook, a guy who hasn't played in a game in 2 months. And all the buzz about the triple-double season, him averaging a triple-double, is gone. Or at the very least, it's dissipated. Because it feels like, oh yeah, that was a long time ago. Because it was. This is such a botched handling of this award by the NBA in so many different ways. So the NBA, you get a big giant F. All right, A grade. I've already been over this, but it bears repeating. My A grade's got to go to Husker fans. I don't know how you, like, unbelievable. Never cease to amaze me, man. Nebraska basketball, only Power 5 team to never win a tournament game. 3 straight losing seasons. Still top 10 in attendance. Big Ten baseball tournament held at TD Ameritrade Park a few years ago. Shattered attendance records. Of course, got the NCAA record of over 350 consecutive sellouts at Memorial Stadium. But on top of all that, I really think what we saw on Friday night garners some acknowledgement. 6,700 fans showed up for a camp. And not a camp to watch Demorne Pearsonell or Tanner Lee or Chris Jones go at it, but a camp to watch high school recruits that may or may not even be on the roster, all in the name of helping the football program. That's what this was about to me. Almost 7,000 of you got wind. Hey man, this may help the football program. If I go, so I'm going to go. And boom, you guys show up. Nebraska fans have had every reason in the book to stop caring, or at the very least, stop caring a little bit. Care a little bit less. Haven't won a conference title since 99. 3 different head coaches. 4th athletic director. Drama, drama, drama left and right. And yet Nebraska fans have hung in there and stuck with them. There are a lot of different ways to define loyalty in this world. But one way is how you act when the chips are down with someone or something. Are you there or do you run away? Are you one of those people that is only around when times are good? Or are you there no matter what? Are you the type of person who, if you can help, you don't ask questions, you just help? All those things are examples of loyalty. And Husker fans are loyal. And to me, people can sit here and bitch and complain that Husker fans are crazy, man. Too critical, this fishbowl, too intense with their teams. But to me, it's things like Friday Night Lights 7,000 people showing up that give them the right to act pretty much how they want to act. This isn't like Nebraska fans don't show up or care for games or camps and then proceed to complain about the coaches and the players all season long. It ain't like that. This fan base has been there since the 1960s, and it's still strong today. Over 6,700 people showed up for a camp with high school kids in the name of supporting and helping the program. That number, larger than 94 college football programs had for their spring games. That is crazy. That is loyalty. To me, that deserves an A. So Husker fans, you get an A. There you go. That's A or F. It took me to like say it out loud today when I was thinking about it, like the MVP award hasn't been handed out. We've had the draft, we've had trades, we've had the championship parade, the season's been over, and the guy who's going to win it got bounced in the first round and hasn't played a game in 2 months. Like I don't understand why just hand it out right away. Just hand out that if it's a regular season award, hand it out before the postseason happens.
And what makes it even worse is the other guy that might win it got bounced in like the second round.
The second round, and not only got bounced, had a embarrassingly bad final two games.
Yes.
Like embarrassingly bad. The two guys that were the headline guys for the regular season were really not very good in the postseason, and they got bounced early. And so my thing is it soils some of that. Again, if it's a regular, I disagree with it, but if it's a regular season award, it's a regular season award. Okay. Then hand it out right after the regular season to capture the essence and the excitement and the buzz of the fact that these two guys did have statistically amazing regular seasons.
Yeah, the Heisman Trophy is a regular season award.
Yeah, just
guess when they give it out.
Yeah.
Before the postseason.
Yes. It is unbelievable to me to think that the MVP award's not been handed out yet. It's going to get handed out tonight. And it's gonna, I feel like everybody's like, oh, yeah, cool. Hey, great. Congrats, Russ. When people were talking about, oh, historic, it's amazing. Yeah, it feels like it's kind of dissipated a little bit. You know what was historic? Golden State going 16-1. That was kind of historic. 402-951-1620. All right, let's take a break. 1 o'clock hour, of course, we got Vers. Gonna stop by at 1:30. But coming up next, we haven't talked to this guy in a while. We got a lot to talk about. Former Blue Jay. Now he's a former Sacramento King. He's looking for his next landing spot in the NBA. Anthony Tolliver. Gonna stop by after the break, talk all things NBA next.